In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This week on The Bachelor, Queen Victoria melts down. Will anyone be able to stand up to her wrath? Then, Sarah gets weak in the knees, and not just for Matt James. Plus, The Bachelor makes a shocking announcement. All that and more. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we have a very special announcement. We have a brand new co-host. We have Jared Fried. He is going to be joining us full time from now on.
It is great to be here. I can't wait to spend the season with you both. If you don't know me, I yell at The Bachelor on my Instagram stories every episode. I call it the live scream. I'm way too loud. I hope to quiet myself down. I got a hot cup of coffee in my hand to try and slow myself so I don't get into the screen. This is a podcast, so I'm excited to review these episodes in podcast forms with you both. And I co-host You Up with Jordana on the Betches Network as well. So this was an easy decision to come and hang out with you guys and talk Bachelor every week.
I'm ready to party.
Yes,
okay, and, how are you feeling?
I'm super excited about this. I'm glad to have you here. You've been on our podcast multiple times. And Chris, you want to tell us about the switch-ups that we're going to do? We have a lot of new stuff.
Guys, you know what? We're always improving. Just like some might say a contestant on The Bachelor, each week we need to get better and better. So we are adding some segments. So we're going to start with a nice little synopsis of what happened in the episode, what's the tea, what's going on, and then we're going to break it into some fun little games, segments that you guys can definitely do along with us, and I'm excited.
Yeah, this will be great. So let's, dive right into it. This week, really quick, we have Bree. She went on her one-on-one date. They went four-wheeling. I feel like they had a lot of chemistry. Then we get into Victoria, who gets in a fight with literally everyone. I have a lot of feelings about Victoria, and I'm sure you guys do too. They have a group date this week, wedding dresses. They also hit each other with paint each week. I feel like the girls are just going to get messier and messier. Sarah has her one-on-one date. They go on an airplane, and we get into some really hard-hitting conversations about her dad. And then we have a rose ceremony with obviously a cliffhanger, because that's what The Bachelor likes to do to us. So let's, start it off with Bree's one-on-one date. They went four-wheeling. I feel like they have a lot of chemistry.
I love Bree. I thought they had a lot of chemistry. Did I almost shit a brick when I realized that I am 5 years younger than Bree's mother? Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Finding out Bree's mom is 37, had her when she was 13. It is. But Bree, comes off as someone whose parents, who parented herself. Like, she seems like she speaks like she's like a CEO of a company. Doesn't it feel like she was so well put together as far as the way she told her story? Like, I've never told my story so succinctly and so professionally and so well. Like, she had a handle on who she was, and it was kind of refreshing from from based on other contestants we have on, even on this show.
I agree. I thought she was very well spoken, and she was very up for jumping on a four-wheeler without batting an eye, even when they flew off. And, I thought she was a great sport. I really like her. I also thought it was interesting that in the first 3 seconds of the first one-on-one date, the producers managed to get Matt James shirtless and chopping wood with an axe.
So I kind of wonder this. Matt James, is he the hottest bachelor of all time?
I would say yes.
I am going to say a hard yes on that. I think Matt James is the hottest bachelor of all time. I mean, he's like the perfect specimen.
It is wild how you could see it, like, from minute one. The women, like, them responding to every move. Matt, they treat Matt James as if it's like, you know, as if it's like, you know, Thor coming down from the sky every time he shows up. Like, he's helping, like, he's helping Bree put on the helmet. And they're like, oh my God, he's helping her put on the helmet. And you're like, have you women been on one date ever with a nice guy? Like, it feels like Matt James, like, mm-hmm. just in that beginning, he shows up, he's doing an ultra marathon every morning. And you're like, I don't know if, like, if these women just don't go on any dates with real people or if they've just gotten like thousands of DMs from just slimy dudes. But like, he, like, there is desperation in the idea that Matt James might be the last good guy on earth.
I mean, the bar is being set so low.
So remember Ari? Like, I'm like, how did we go from Ari to Matt James? Like, what a world. But I also would be like, yeah, help me put on my helmet. I don't know how. How do I do it? Put it on for me. Like, I was very... Matt's the first bachelor that I'm like, oh my God. Like, if I met him, I would be nervous.
I know, and he's never not working out. He's always working out. There's always a scene where he's either in the shower, his shirt is off, or he's, like, running a marathon. So, I mean, I get it.
But that was kind of the issue with the date. It's like, is Matt the kid in gym class that jumps up and does the, like, demonstration for the class? Like, he got on the ATV. He's going right to left, right to left. Bree's behind him. If I'm Bree, I'm like, hey, can I go in front so you're not spitting mud in my eye?
Literally, like, spraying like that with mud every time he turns the wheel.
Yeah, and he almost flips before they. So then he says, "Get on the back of my ATV. Do you trust me?" He flips the ATV. There are people out there, I'm sure of it, that are like, "Yeah, I lost my mom in an ATV accident." Like, that has to exist.
It totally exists. That, like, I'm from upstate. People do, like, lose limbs on ATVs. I also thought it was weird that he was in front, because normally you would think he'd be in back in case she fell off. Like, what if she falls off and he just, like, burns rubber and she disappears into the woods?
Like, wouldn't you let her keep the pace? Like, I know he's the most right. gentlemanly guy of all time, but it feels like when he gets in activity mode, it is like, I am doing, like, it feels like that ATV date, you're like, Matt, at what point are you gonna have a little fun in someone else's way? Like it wasn't, Bree wasn't like, yeah, I'll lead the way and we'll see. You know, like, Matt was like, follow me, you fucking idiot. Get on the fucking ATV. Like, it was like very,
yeah.
I was like, I kept wondering, like, is there a point where someone looks at this and goes, okay, we better calm Matt down with some of these dates?
Yeah, I guess that also brings back to what you said last week when you said it seems like maybe he's not ready to settle down. He still has that, like, attitude of a guy that's like, let's play wrestle, and then it turns into like an all out like Hulk Hogan brawl. Like, that is the, like, he's like, I must win, even when it's a date. But I thought Bree was, I also caught the editing when Bree's talking about how nice it is to sit next to him and talk, but she's still covered in mud, even though they weren't sitting next to each other until they were in the hot tub, which I thought was interesting.
Really? I didn't catch that.
Yeah. I mean, the hot tub scene, him chopping wood, I enjoyed the hot tub scene because it's like, I like the comeback of the hot tub to the Bachelor universe. It was nice to have a hot tub again.
A wood burning, like, hot tub, which I've never heard of.
It's like, it looked like something like a hobo would wear, like with like the barrel with the straps exactly. on the end. I watched that whole thing. And also another thing, Matt James not wearing underwear with his jeans. That is like a move.
Ooh,
that, like, I
know.
I can't.
That's...
on a ATV.
Dude, you must have zero fat to be chafed.
Like free balling it on an. I need to like his baby powder to get the mail.
In those jeans. but overall, I mean, I think they had, you know, good vibes. Honestly, I really liked Brie. I think they had super good chemistry. And but the one thing that I can't get past, especially in these like date scenes, is the kissing sounds. Like, we got to turn the mic down. There was like a boom mic for, like, right above them, like in their like right above their heads the second they start kissing. And that is, I don't like the sound of mouths.
No, I don't think anybody does. It's like when you're in college and your roommate is like hooking up with someone and they think you're asleep and you just hear like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to figure out.
They're either hooking up or chewing gum. We don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Not for me.
What did you think of them two on the date talking about the family stuff with her family, her mom being so young, having a new family? Kay, did you think like. What did you think of that whole interact? Like, to me, that like he is Bree's date kind of did show that like we are still learning who Matt James is. Like, there was a point where you're going, yeah, I don't know anything about this dude either. Like, they kind of trade off stories, which is fine. But there's a point where you go, man, this isn't going to be just about the women on this season,
right? You know what? I really like the family conversation because you had Matt, who we sort of learned that he really only had his mom growing up, not a lot of dad in the picture. And then she also had that too, where her mom had her at 13. And so I think they both can sort of relate on that kind of a level, which there we had... you know, Tayshia and Zach C, who also, they've both gone through a divorce and they were able to relate on that level. So I think that could be a good base for them to really have a connection, especially with the they said family so important to them. And I think that's a really good base.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So it seemed to be that they hit it off and they make out at the end of their date. And that's when fireworks go off. And that kind of like brings us back to the house where that's where the Victoria fight with everyone starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria is just...
So what was the fight? Sorry to interrupt. Like I'm still sitting here wondering what the argument was about. They see the fireworks, they come outside and as if it like, you know, as if smoke's coming out of the Vatican and there's a new Pope being announced. Like they come out, they're like, fireworks are happening. They must have had a great date. Bree and him are making out. They're assuming something's going on. And then it's like, and Victoria's yelling at them for being kind of upset that she's making out. Like, what's the argument?
She like was going off about how they're all fake because they are happy for each other, and then she was like, I'm so over this like girl power bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she hated her roommate because she said her roommate cried too much and she was toxic, and like none of it made any sense to me. And I think that's why Victoria even seems like so awful, because she just to me seems so clearly like she planned on being the villain from the second she got
from
up
the very
limo.
Second she got there, she planned on being the villain. She ended up saying this thing to Mary Lynn. This is what like starts this whole argument between them, is that I guess Mary Lynn said, I want to get to know you better so I can understand you. So I can understand like your thought process and everything. Just genuinely trying to.
So
that's
I can
what
understand why you're such a crazy ass bitch is what
crazy
she meant.
Crazy fucking bitch. And then, but then Victoria decides to take that and say, no, you actually said, I want to pick your brain to see why, so I know why you are the way you are. Like completely took it over the top, put words in her mouth, had, you know, the classic, this is what I thought you said, or this is what I want people to think you said.
Marilyn's like so meek. I was like, she picked like the meekest opponent.
Well, that's kind of what I was assuming happened. It felt like we were getting eyes or a window into their conversation in their room where they were rooming together. So we didn't have a camera on it. So then they come back and it becomes she said, she said. And it becomes Victoria is someone who is telling us, you know, Victoria is a professional asshole is really what she is.
Like, yes.
Whether she tried to be this character or not, she knows how people work. She knows that she can overtake Marilyn. I think what happened was the women in the house are talking shit about Victoria. Marilyn came into the room and Victoria probably said to her, everyone hates me. And Marilyn probably said to her, you know, let me get to know you for who you are. I don't think Marilyn is a strong personality. She's not someone I would, you know, think to be friends with. I don't think she's someone on this show who's going to, like, make a big play here. You could see when she talks to Matt later in the show, she can barely talk. But Victoria knows she can take advantage of that. Now
yes.
Victoria can get a win. So it did seem like exactly what you're saying, Kay. She was like, I found a loophole where Marilyn is a jerk to me, I now have moral superiority. I was watching this and I was like, this is just not how like I fight with men. Is there something to like, is this like a, like, is she doing a female cliche? Is she doing a female trope? Like,
I felt like she was being a bully. Like she was like found, it's literally like high school where you like find the person that's easiest to bully and then you bully them. And even when they have the conversation, Marilyn's like, I just would like to, and Victoria's like, what? And she's like, I just, and she's like, what did you say, you fucking psychotic bitch? And Marilyn's like, Marilyn's like,
Victoria's whole thing is to get somebody. She just wants to eliminate these girls so she can be the last one. So she's going to try to pick them off one by one. And she has this opportunity with Marilyn, like
games.
You guys said. And it's all mind games. Like, this is a classic catty woman fight where you have these two girls fighting over something so dumb, but they're just trying to be petty. All it is like, who can be pettier?
Victoria kind of creates realities where she becomes right. It kind of felt like that, where it's like, you know, I don't think Marilyn knows how to fight someone like this. And that kind of disappointed me. There was one point where Serena kind of looks back and is like, no, like tries to out bitch her a little bit. And I was like, good, come on, Serena, do it. Like, put this person, like, I think like the whole audience is watching Victoria get in these arguments and you want someone to like put her in her place.
Yes.
You want someone to verbally win these matches and no one is doing that right now.
No.
Like, everyone's trying to play too nice.
I agree. I think it puts Marilyn in such a... Sorry. I feel like it puts Marilyn in such a uncomfortable position, too, because she really didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, the second the drama starts like that, you know they're both going home. Like, innocent until proven guilty, except on The Bachelor. Because, like, the second he's like, these two girls are annoying me, and I don't really like either of them enough to keep dealing with this.
And you have these girls who are also there, and you're like, you know, me and my roommates were talking about this. Like, why is nobody speaking up? Why is nobody saying anything? But the thing is that none of these girls want to get involved on this drama, because you know how that ends up working. You get involved on the drama, and then you're wasting your time on other girls' drama when you should be getting to know the person. It's the last thing that, you know, anybody wants to do, which sucks. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
It also seems like Victoria knows that Matt has never done this before, like in the house. Because even when she's like, you don't understand what it's like. You don't get it. You don't know what it's like in this house. And it's like, no, he doesn't. But you've been there for 3 days. I just don't.
You can tell that he is completely, when she goes up and tells him like, hey, this is what Marilyn's doing. She's super toxic. She's bullying me. She's blah, blah, blah. You know, super manipulative. You can see in his face that he's like, wait, what? Like, genuinely believes her. So like,
was like, oh my God, how do you, I wanted to slap him. Like, the second she got out of the limo, you knew who she was.
Well, that's the problem with someone who's like she's like an evil, like when someone's good at being a dick, they're also good at ingratiating themselves to someone else. So like, as equally good as she is as like seeing Marilyn's the weak one, she's definitely good at seeing, like, because she even says the way she describes herself to Matt James, she's like, I know you think I'm always the fun one. I'm always the one having a great time. It's like, we don't know her like that. Like, we have, like, she knows that in front of Matt, she's the goofy, fun one who's going to have her, like, you know, be a little bit more sexualized than the rest of the girls who are a little bit more meek. Like, he's only getting that version of her.
So this brings me to a really good question. So what do you guys think Matt is thinking rewatching this back? Because I can only imagine, because he's seeing this all for the first time, you know, her in every situation with all of these girls. I wonder what do you guys think he is thinking right now?
I think he feels stupid. But do you remember Ben F season? It was like, I was in college when I watched it, but I remember the villain was this girl named Courtney who was very similar to Victoria, and she was like a different person in front of him and with the girls, and they didn't want to like get in the drama, and she ended up winning the whole show. And then at the after the final rose, he like talked about how they were taking a break because he watched the show and like realized that she wasn't who he thought she was.
I definitely had this moment where I was like, no guy, no, like when it's like when like a woman says to you like, I don't have a lot of guy, or I don't have a lot of girlfriends, all my friends are guys, and you're like, okay, I have to take you at your word. I can't assume that there's a huge issue. You're putting it in a positive light. Like,
right.
it did have this thing where I was like, because I didn't mean to, like, you know, when I saw this, that's why I asked. I was like, have you been in arguments with a woman like this? Because I was like, you see how fights happen on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And they happen very differently. Like, The Bachelorette fights are a lot of, like, alpha bro dudes. And they come in and you see them, they go, like, they have these awkward moments that are hashed out in person. You have Bennett offering, you know, what's his name, the book, and doing kind of like a big kind of moment where it's like on The Bachelor with these women, there's this like psychological warfare that I don't think Matt even assumes is a thing.
Yeah.
Right, because the women are all fighting about, the women fight about the man, and then the men fight with each other. That's the thing. That's the difference between the men and women on these shows. On The Bachelorette, all the men are fighting with each other, and on The Bachelor, all the women are fighting over him. And that's why it's more exciting to watch The Bachelor, because you would rather watch girls be catty over this one guy, which is the whole point of the show, than all these guys just, like, see whose dick is bigger.
Yeah, that's why they pit the guys against each other in Grease wrestling matches. They're like, let them go at it. They've been trying to go at it anyways.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of greased challenges, then we go into the group date, which is of course a wedding dress with Franco the photographer, which apparently he's now a regular cast member of the show. He's in like every season.
I didn't realize this was the same guy. I did not realize it was the same guy.
It's the same. I've told Kay I used to wait on him all of the time, and he's like insane.
Where did you wait on him? You knew him?
When I worked in Chelsea in the city, I worked at a restaurant, and he would come in. His husband's like some very wealthy, like, modeling manager. And he has like an adopted daughter that he would let get her to like stand on the table to sing songs for everyone. He's exactly what you would assume. but anyway, so they get in these wedding dresses, they do some photos, which is like every other episode.
Done this date has happened now. It's like a reoccurring date. I didn't even realize it till I was told. Like, this is a date that comes up all the time now. And, you know, like, I guess now they're just trying to keep dates moving. I think they realized from the La Quinta season that they're like, yeah, we got to have some external things come in, because just taking wedding photography isn't going to do it. And they, you know, so they're like, let's throw this for a loop.
Yeah, totally.
They actually did this on Nick Viall's season. When I saw Victoria, you know, with her like garter around her leg, taking the picture with Matt, I immediately thought, I remember Corinne. Like Corinne from Nick Viall, I remember doing the exact same thing. But the difference between Corinne and between Victoria is, my roommate said this amazing last night, is that Corinne knew exactly what she was doing I think Corinne was just trying to be funny and just like get under people's skin. I genuinely low-key think that Victoria is, there is something fully off. I mean, she looks unhinged. She doesn't do her hair. She doesn't do her makeup. Like, something is fully off in that. So I see the Corinne and the Victoria similarities, but I think Corinne is more stable.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to say this, but also just looking at Victoria, I'm like, you need to lay off the Adderall, because that's the vibe that I'm getting. Is like, you can tell when a real housewife is on too much Adderall, because she's like, You can just tell. And that's the vibe from Victoria as well.
But I liked this. I liked the game that they did afterwards. I thought that was exciting. I have no idea what the actual rules were. They explained it. And I could not keep up with, like, what was the actual goal of what was happening. Like, why are they in wedding dresses and going to fetch these hearts? But why are they having to slap each other with paint, like, wedding bags and cakes and stuff? Like, what does that have to do with it? Like, what is the point?
I think they want them to fight drama.
Yeah, they want to. They want to see. The thing is, they can't have these women go into a UFC octagon. So they're like, okay, we'll have them throw paint and cake at each other. I'm with you. I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't understand how a winner or a loser was going to happen.
No,
Franco the whole time just looked like he didn't even know this was coming. Like, he looked like he was like, what's going on? We're in the woods now. He's like, I don't think he...
tiptoeing around like he's like hunting deer. Like, with his...
Very...
Yeah, it was so bizarre.
And then they like announce a winner and you're like, I've played Capture the Flag before. This isn't how it goes.
This is not how it goes.
Yeah, not at all. It definitely confused me. But like, I at that point, have a relay race. Have a go to Survivor, you know, have a Survivor
course.
Yeah, give us an obstacle course where the women are doing like bear crawls underneath barbed wire. Like, that's still fun to see in the wedding dress. Like, I just would have liked to have like a payoff. There was a point where I felt like I was like a grandfather at an event I didn't understand, where it's like I'm smiling, I'm looking around, but I'm like, I guess everyone's having fun. Just let me know when it's over. Like, I just had no idea what was going on.
Did you guys catch the part where Victoria comes on the screen and she goes, you know, my team is a bunch of queens, but the other team is a bunch of gestures. She said gestures, but she meant to say jesters. And that, like, that
she also in that same sentence was like, and as a real queen would say, let them eat cake. And I was like, how does she know Marie Antoinette quotes, but she doesn't know the right word for jester?
I think she's just, at this point, she is just saying things. Like, she wants to be on camera. She's gonna say whatever she can. Like, I she's heard let them eat cake once before.
Yes.
Like she's just saying, like, at this point, because she even at one point she goes, I'm not jealous, I just want what she has. That's the definition of jealousy, Victoria.
Right.
Like,
so
I can't. But then we go into the one-on-one date with Sarah, who is Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
Alexis from Schitt's, like, that and Coach Crystal.
She looks like Alexis. She talks like Alexis sometimes. Like, she's just, but I thought this date was like very sweet. I don't have any negatives, obviously.
No, I mean, I liked the airplane thing sent me into a full panic, because I feel like you're in like a convertible airplane that's like super small.
Oh.
They don't really get to like talk. I mean, I get having these really exciting dates at first, like the four wheeling and the airplane, but like, you don't get to have those conversations or really get to know each other. But maybe do you guys think that's like the icebreaker kind of a thing that they're trying to do?
Yeah, here's an icebreaker. Hop on a tiny plane that kills most people in plane crashes.
Yeah, I think they just want visuals. I think they want to, like, I think also, like, they're going to, I think Matt James would literally bungee jump off of a, like, of a bridge if they were like, here's the rope, and he would tie it to himself. Like, he wouldn't even,
off the Nema Collin roof.
Yeah. He wouldn't even carry. He wouldn't even ask if they would, like, have you tested this? Like, Matt James will literally be in one of those things where, like, you can jump without any, with the wings.
Oh, is that parasailing?
The squirrel suit.
Yeah,
the flying squirrel
suit.
Yes.
Like, I feel like they'd be like, here's the squirrel suit, and you'd be like, let's go, and then just, like, backflip off a cliff. So, like, I think that's fun to watch the women have to, like, keep up with him, because there's going to have to be, like, I would assume this is kind of how he lives his life, where it's like, I'm going, I'm running, I'm Pelotoning. Are you in? And
yeah.
It's like, I do enjoy seeing, because I saw that plane pull up and I was like, yeah, that looks
Matt's
like the worst.
Matt's probably flying it.
Yeah, Matt's going to fly it. He's going to go, yeah, I got 2 hours of flying in, so I'm ready to go. Like, I hope they keep going. I hope, like, the next one is them, like, fighting a bear, and Matt's mm-hmm. just like, come on, you take the right paw. Like, I want that to be.
I totally agree with you, Jared, when you're saying, like, these dates sort of reflect the kind of a guy he is. And so he's looking for a girl that's down to do all this shit. That's like, yeah, hey, I run every day. I'm doing some sort of exercise. Like, this is my life. I run 5Ks. Like, I remember the thing that you said forever ago. It was like, he runs 5Ks probably on Thanksgiving morning before he goes and eats turkey. Like,
oh, he's a total turkey trotter.
Yeah, total, turkey yeah, trot. Absolutely. So it's like, I think this does sort of gear them up for what life would actually be like with him.
Yeah, I it seems like I can't believe, and this is back to like him doing the prayer and like him doing the ATV. Like, how is not one woman like, yeah, we're probably not the match, but like, I guess you stay anyways. Like he's so extreme.
Yeah, these it's women like, are like in their rooms, like putting Bengay on their muscles. Like,
I would be panicked, wrapping myself with like the coffee scrub and the saran yeah. wrap every night, just like going to bed, like, please be skinnier. Please be skinnier. I need to figure out how to run a marathon overnight tomorrow. Like, that's it. So they get to the date in the evening with Sarah. And, you know, she's telling us about her dad and how she quit her job as like a broadcaster to be a caregiver for her dad. And obviously it's a huge, huge commitment to leave that and come on the show. And one of the things that I couldn't help but think about is, you know, he said it was an honor for her to be there, but do you guys think she's going to send herself home? I think she's going to be, she ends up, you know, during the rose ceremony, which we'll get to, she like kind of passes out, but I think she's going to end up sending herself home. I predict that.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that he took that, that scene, it was amazing her telling her story. It's incredibly mm-hmm. hard to talk about that. I'm sure you're talking about it on TV. It was interesting that he saw it as like an honor. Like, I understand that perspective. I can understand why he went that direction. I mean, it's tougher to look at the camera and go, hey, that's a lot of pressure, too. Like, no?
Yeah. That's what I felt like he didn't really know what else to say. Like, thank you for coming here. I felt bad for her. She does seem like, especially when she said like the life expectancy is 5 years and it had been 5 years. I don't know. Maybe she will send herself home, but I have her in my top. So I hope that's not the case.
That's just one of those things. It's like when people are like, you know, to relate this to like dating, there's a lot of people that will be like, I don't want to scare them away. Like, that's not something that scares someone away. That says someone take stock of their own life and their availability for someone who's going through something like that. Like, for, you know, where it, when Matt says it's an honor, then I would assume the stock has been taken and he's like, I have, you know, I hope I can be the rock for someone in a relationship. But it's, you know, it is interesting to see that, like, you know, like there's no way where he could go, well, listen, if you need to go at any time, you can go. Like, he can't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they get done with that conversation, and then they go into the, they celebrate vulnerability by getting in the hot tub together, which is like,
again. Like,
yeah, again, another hot tub, another day, another hot tub. They talk about how great it is that they're vulnerable. Vulnerable is the hashtag vulnerable. That's the, you know, the step up or whatever from last season. It is the word of the year. This is all they care about is vulnerability. And it's like, you know, good for them. I'm happy they talked it out. And it seemed like they're, you know, they were hitting it off.
I agree. Yeah. Well, we get to the rose ceremony. And I feel like we started to see like a few girls that we haven't seen in a while. We have Abigail. Abigail comes back. end, she has that really cute moment with Matt. Oh, God, I'm loving Abigail more and more each week. And they had that really cute moment where she was like, you know, I obviously know that you're busy like meeting other girls, but maybe we can have some sort of like signal where like you like pull on the ear and know that like I see you or I'm thinking about you. And I thought that was honestly really cute. As cheesy as it is, I thought it was really cute.
I also thought that was really cute. And I like felt bad for her because I felt like they had such a good, I don't know. I just felt, I was like, you're too sweet to be here.
Yeah.
Especially like the contrast between her and Victoria is like, oh my God. It's like, the good witch and the wicked witch. Like it's really like unbelievable. I did think for a second, she's like, and I think it's a smart play by Abigail. Cause she's like, Abigail, obviously she knows she's doing okay on the show. She got the first impression rose. They had a good moment. Then she doesn't go on any of the dates. So she pulls them aside and goes, hey, let's give each other a signal. It's like, oh, okay, memorable thing, especially right now when there's 24 women on the show. Like, you just have to have one little thing that he can go, oh, I'm definitely giving one to Abigail. We have the thing with the, you know. But I did think, okay, she's deaf and she has an ear implant. And their secret thing is to pull on an ear. Like, wouldn't that be awkward if someone didn't know that that was their secret thing? And they were like, Matt's really kind of an asshole. Every time he looks at her, he's tugging at his ear. Like, wouldn't you think that's like, one of those things where you're like undercover and it's like being in the movie Face Off where you become like, you know, you're like, you go into jail as like a DEA agent and they're like, and you're like, no, I'm really a cop. And they're like, no, fuck you, man. Like, that's what it kind of felt like, that he was going to like, someone's going to be like, yo man, that's really offensive.
That's not cool.
I also think that's like a universal, cause Carol Burnett used to do that at the end of like every show and to like say hi to her mom. So I think that's where it stems from, is like people do that. Mm. Like I've seen different celebrities on like talk shows that like new celebrities that are like, do that with their ear, and I'm like, ah, that's cute. So I think that's where they got that from.
It was just funny to me. I was just thinking like down the road, like Matt James gets canceled by the you know, the deaf community for like, and it's like obviously because we got that moment on the show, but what if they didn't show that and just like three weeks later we see him like on like giving out, you know, tugging at his ear, and she's like, everyone's like, what the hell is going on? This is offensive, you know, like.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So we get to the actual rose ceremony, and of course it ends up being a cliffhanger, but it's a cliffhanger on Sarah, you know, feeling faint and passing out. Like, she has to leave, you know, the group of girls or whatever. She already has her rose. I think it's because she locked her knees. You know, I learned this in middle school chorus, and like you did the chorus concerts. They're like, never lock your knees like when you're standing because you'll pass out. It cuts off the blood flow. So I wonder if that's it. Mm-hmm. If you like are standing for too long and you lock your, like if you like put your legs too straight and you lock them, it'll cut off the blood flow and you'll pass out.
I feel like some point you would feel that happening. Everyone will be passing out left and damn right.
King, 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 I know.
Every cashier in the world would be like behind the register. I was hoping that she was doing it as like a diversion so that she could get Matt and be like, send Victoria home. But
yeah, like whispers in his ear, like, you can't do this.
I kept thinking that Victoria was going to see her like passing out and going, she's disqualified. You can't leave the rose ceremony. That gets you off the show. Like looking for like just loopholes to get someone off the show.
And Sarah has a rose. She just like goes and like pulls it out of Sarah's like cold hands.
Cold passed out hands. Like, give me this rose.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, guys, let's get into our categories for the week. Let's start off with, I feel like this will be a recurring thing, fantasy sweeties. So I want everybody to say their top three people this week and who you think will make it to the fantasy suites. Obviously, it's going to change, but my top three, I think, are going to be Bree, Katie, and Abigail. I love Katie. I think she's so fun. So honestly, I think that's just wishful thinking.
We call her Vibrator Katie in this house.
In this house.
So is this our, who we think, who we like the most, or is it our fantasy sweeties, like the people that I would have at my fantasy suite, or is it people
minor people I think he'll choose in like an ideal world. If he is who I think he is, this is who he'll choose.
Okay, because I was thinking of people I just generally enjoyed up to this moment, and I was thinking Katie, Vibrator Katie has just been killing it. I think MJ has been great for like vibe checks. I didn't think I was gonna like MJ, but we keep going. Like, I like those people who kind of give the audience an idea of what's going on. And
yeah, that's
MJ, definitely we check in with her and she's like, all of a sudden, like, I trusted her when Victoria was blowing up. I trusted her to be like, yeah, we don't know what she's fighting about. Like I trusted her to have the story, and MJ didn't have the story. So I like kind of trust her for like the eyes and ears on the ground during the episode. And the last one, Serena, I think it's Serena P. Mm-hmm. The one that kind of tried to go at Victoria during the firework fiasco, that's the one I was really like, okay, good for you. Like, at least someone is stepping up to Thanos. Like, someone's like trying to, like, you know, like someone's making a stand here.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with any of your decisions thus far. I really like Bree. She's on my list. I really like Chelsea, the model. And I feel like we haven't seen that much of her, but she seems very level-headed, and I feel like he will really come to like her. And I really like Jesenia. She seems sweet and nice. I also knew this girl named Jesenia that was really sweet and nice, and I keep on thinking about her every time they talk about this Jesenia. So those are my three for this week.
I just can't stop thinking about Jesenia's hair. It is literally perfect.
Yes, I think this is like the hottest season yet, I think.
Okay, so let's get into some would you rathers. All right, this is mine. Would you guys rather share a room with Victoria or get your own room but have to sleep on the floor?
I would sleep on that floor so quick.
I would share the room with Victoria just to see what how she's getting ready for these dates. Like, how is she getting ready for these? Like, she looks, and I don't mean, it looks like she's woke up from a night at someone's house. Like, it looked like there was like a formal function, and she met someone at the bar, and she was making out on the dance floor with them, and they went home, and she had to find a way to get back the next day. Like, this is every day.
This is, yes. I went to SUNY Oneonta, okay? This girl is walking from the dorms to class, like, without ever having been home. Like, that is very much the vibe of Victoria, is a SUNY Oneonta student hungover going to class.
I would choose my own room and sleep on the floor, basically because I would be afraid Victoria would kill me in my sleep.
Yeah.
So would you rather do Matt James' morning workout with him every day or ride on the back of an ATV that he's driving?
Listen, I'm on that ATV. I know I'm flying off. I don't even care if my neck breaks and I die. I'm like, I'm going to go out hugging this man for, you know, he smells nice, you know? I'm on that ATV.
I'd rather be on that ATV than have to run a mile any day.
I mean, he went from a run to a Peloton workout. That's crazy.
Insane.
I have to like look away during his workouts because I just feel like complete shame.
Shame.
Yeah, I'm getting on the ATV. I'm risking my life instead of actually risking my life on a daily basis with those workouts.
Okay. Would you rather have to wear Victoria's rose ceremony dress every day? Jared, for you, it's your girlfriend wears Victoria's rose ceremony dress all the time. Or for the rest of your life, or go on a road trip with her.
Oh God! Give me the dress.
You would wear the dress every day for the rest of your life. Did you see that dress?
How long's the road trip?
I mean, she looked like she was at a cheap. She looked like a bridesmaid at a cheap wedding in the '80s. Like
it was really, so bad.
It was really a decision. But I couldn't be on a road trip with her. Did your girlfriend have a lot of those dresses? I'd be like, she's just into it. It's like Superman. She opens the closet. It's just a bunch of 80s dresses. Because the road trip with her, like Victoria would be like, she'd be the one telling you that Google Maps was off.
Yes.
And you got to go the way I know. She'd be the one that'd be like, no, I don't stop at Sunoco's. They just don't have the right vibe. And you'd be like, no. I can't be around that level of person.
No, yeah. I am. There was also this tweet that I saw last night by this girl named Kimberly, and she goes, nothing but respect for Victoria on The Bachelor for starting drama in a dress that looks like Little Bo Peep made a scissor snowflake cutout of silk drawstring dildo pouch.
Yeah, it very much. I just felt like manager at a cat cafe. Like that was the vibe.
That's the vibe. Okay, so villain of the week. Honestly, I'm saying Victoria. I don't know about you guys. I just feel like there were so many.
Obviously, I feel like it's Victoria.
Yeah, I don't think we even need to go into any details.
Yeah, I feel like Victoria is what's going to like bring this country together. Like we all like imagine meeting somebody that's like, I like Victoria.
No,
that's why like a lot of people are like, oh, she's a plant. I'm like, I don't think this is like, who would do this? Who would sign up for this? Like who would be like the person that's like, oh, like, cause there's a point where it's like, maybe she came in to be the villain and now she just doesn't know when to stop. But it is, even when Brie couldn't drive the ATV, she's like, ugh, she sucks at it. And it's like, is there not one thing that you just don't let go? Like that you don't let, you know, pass by?
She also posted a photo in August of her and her dog. But in the background, you can see a Trump flag like hanging over the chairs in her kitchen. And Dana, who writes The Bachelor Breakdown, texted me and was like, oh my God, Queen Vicky stormed the Capitol. And I'm like, can you imagine? Like, there's that one picture of a girl sitting at a congressman's desk and she has like a vape hanging out of her mouth and she's like going through the congressman's like phone directory. And I'm like, there's Victoria.
That's her.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a new segment we want to do. Jared, you are our, designated bro of The Bachelor. This is Jared's minute. We want to hear everything that you have to say, or think from a bro's perspective watching the show last night. All right.
Chris gets into. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I feel like we should like set a timer and just really let Jared yell for a full minute.
A full minute. I will say, Chris gets me into the topic I wanted to bring up here in this space, and it's that Victoria is the Trump of this show. she creates a narrative that. Only exists to her. She creates a reality that only exists to her. She'll say, you said this, you said that, people are saying, and then she argues based on the reality she created. And I think that everyone is exhausted by Victoria because we've been dealing with these people for the last year. We've been dealing, and not just, and I'm not trying to make this political. I'm saying these people that make an argument and you say, well, that argument isn't real. And they say, well, what about this? What about that? And they just keep changing the argument until you have run out of steam and you just don't want to deal with them anymore. And then you say, you know what? I'm sorry. And then they go, so why are you apologizing? It's because you pulled me here to begin with. Victoria isn't just a person at this point. She is a type of aura. She's a cliche. She is every aunt on Facebook going, well, agree to disagree. That's my opinion. And you want to go, your opinion doesn't matter. Give me the tape. Bring out the tapes right now. Let me see what you said. Let's compare it. And by the time you compare it to something else, she's already arguing with you about another subject that doesn't matter anymore. So what Victoria does and her power is her ability to create a storyline that no one gave a shit about and then argue you on that storyline. And the most disappointing part of the episode is that no one took the opportunity to not fight Victoria on her thing. Mm. Everyone went to the arena that Victoria created. I needed one character, one person in the house to just disregard what she was saying and go, Victoria, what is your job? Like, stop the show for 2 seconds to create your own arena to argue with Victoria. Because I don't want to argue her in the she said between her and Marilyn. Fine, because Marilyn isn't strong enough to say, yeah, we were all talking shit about you because you've been a monster since the beginning you got in this house. Victoria got Marilyn because Marilyn was talking shit about her. There's no question. So Victoria took the position of, well, they're all talking about me, and Marilyn couldn't disregard that. She wasn't strong enough to do that. Someone needs to move the argument to somewhere else where Victoria will be the loser so that some of us can have satisfaction. We need to see Victoria lose. I need someone to ask her what she does for a job, where she lives, who her roommates are, just so we can hear why Victoria is this way. She's self-conscious. She obviously doesn't feel like she's as good as the other women in the house. She obviously doesn't feel that she is good enough for Matt James, and that's why she's acting this way, and that's why she's making us all relive our worst relative.
Yeah, that was way over a minute, but I needed that to be said because I couldn't agree more on any of those things. I literally was like, where? I need somebody to like break into this house and just scream at Victoria. So
scream.
All right,
God, so Godspeed.
Let's wrap this up with will you accept this rose? Who are you guys giving your rose to this week? I am giving mine to Marilyn just for being able to take all of that. I just feel like she needs some sort of recognition for being Victoria's roommate and not giving in to her toxic behavior, because I would literally slap the shit out of this girl. I mean, my blood is boiling watching it. So watching, I don't think Marilyn's that kind of girl, but I do think that she has been handling herself in a very respectful way.
But part of me is like, Marilyn, come on, baby. Like, do
Step
something.
I needed more. Yeah.
I said Brie, but now that I see your choice, Kay, and I think I know who Jared's going to pick, and I'm like, I liked Brie the best in the episode, but I don't know that she won. But I'm still going to go with Brie because I'm a loyal person.
I was going to say Victoria won because she just did win. She did beat
she
all
did.
These people. She did. Oh, there wasn't a point where she got like caught in her own line, but I want to change it because I've been very, you know, I took out my frustrations on Victoria. I do think the winner of the episode was Matt James. Matt James, he was really good at being interested in these women in a way that it's sometimes it feels like they go into interested face, the people that are like the leads. Matt James got Marilyn an orchid. Okay. I don't know if someone reminded him to do that. He spoke to Marilyn for 5 minutes and then gave her, and then she said, I like orchids. And then he doesn't take her on a date and he goes, hey, I got you something, babe. Here's an orchid. Is he trying to make us all look bad to our girlfriends and boyfriends and everything? Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do on Valentine's Day? Like, this guy went and got a specific flower for someone he barely knew. So Matt James, like the most gentlemanly gentleman of all time, coming in with that orchid was just unbelievable.
Here's what I'll say about the orchid, though. Like, they're on quarantine lockdown. Matt James is not leaving so some producer was like, I got you the orchid. Like, give it to Marilyn because she's about to get reamed out by Victoria and cry until she goes home.
At the very least, just say, hey, a producer got this for you so I can not look like the biggest dickhead ever on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, if he's like, hey, Ron and Sound got this for you. I just wanted to...
All right, that was this week's episode. Jared, I am super happy you're here as our co-host. Make sure you're following all of us, and especially The Bachelor on Instagram, at The Bachelor, and on Twitter, at BachelorPod. Rate, review, and subscribe. We want to know what you guys are thinking now that we have new hosts, what you think of our segments. If we could add anything, let us know what you're liking. And you can follow me on any platform at Kay York City. What about you guys?
And you can find me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And at Jared Freed. But this was a blast. Thank you guys for having me. This is going to be a great season. I'm pumped.
All right. We will see you guys next week.
Betches.